Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Bill Gratishar. What about the issue of the dose and schedule of the drug?
Fulvestrant was investigated at two initial doses, 125 milligrams as well as 250, and the 125 milligram dose was abandoned because it wasn't getting the necessary biological effect. But the bigger issue is whether even 250 is optimal, and 250 milligrams is, from a pragmatic standpoint, probably viewed as the dose that was optimal that could be gotten into the majority of patients, and that's actually what got approved, 250 milligrams. But if you look at some of the data, including preclinical data that Kent Osborne and others have generated, it would suggest that that's really on the low end of the curve where you might expect the optimal response rate, looking at animal models and so forth. The pragmatic thing is that you have to give it as an intramuscular buttock injection. And although you may be able to increase the dose giving 250 in each buttock, your ability to do that too frequently becomes prohibitive. Patients aren't going to tolerate that. So there have been strategies to look at whether or not you can get the serum levels of drug up quickly so that you're not waiting for a biologically relevant dose to be in the bloodstream, and during that time the patient actually progresses. And those strategies have included loading doses where rather than 250, you're giving 500, and then within 2 weeks giving another 250, and then going on to the monthly schedule. And those strategies are based on sort of mathematical modeling that show you can get the slope of the curve to a steady state level up much quicker, and as a consequence, get a biologically relevant dose of drug circulating in a given patient much faster. And the EFFECT trial, for instance, has that sort of built into it.
How is it built in?
With a 500 milligram loading dose.
So it's 500 milligrams loading dose, and then when's the next dose?
Monthly.